must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. And he said to him, teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth. And Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, you lack one thing. Go, sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. Disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said to them again, children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. And they were exceedingly astonished and said to him, then who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God. Peter began to say to him, see, we have left everything and followed you. Jesus said, truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last and the last first.
Lovely stuff. Thank you, Yasmin. Great. So if you're young here, if you feel young at heart, or if you are actually young, please come forward. Come forward, seriously, please, if you want to. If you're a child, please come. You're going to see more, you're going to see better, you're going to hear better, you're going to get involved if you want to. If not, that's fine. If you want to bring an adult, that's cool as well. No one's doing it. That's fine. Don't worry. Stay there. Stay there now, in fact. You're not allowed. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, guys. Welcome, welcome. My name's Chris. I forgot to introduce myself. I am community outreach worker here at Crossways. Lovely to be with you here this morning. Okay, I've got a question for you to start with, okay? Hands up if you like school or did like school. If you liked Michael Hollins straight away, he loved it. Okay, who likes school? Anyone? Like school, don't like school? Okay, yeah, there's a few that kind of like school. Okay, that's good, yeah. So school is funny, isn't it? It's a funny thing. It's sometimes it can be awesome and great and fantastic, and sometimes it can be not so good. See, there are good bits and bad bits at school. Sometimes it can be a little bit testing, a little bit trying, a little bit rubbish maybe. See, at school, you have to be good all the time, don't you? You have to be good, otherwise you get told off. Is that right? Yeah? You have to be good all the time. You have to follow a load of rules, don't you? You have to make sure you follow the rules at school. And you also have to do quite a lot of work as well, which can sometimes be good and sometimes be bad. Being good, keeping rules, doing lots of work. That's school, isn't it? Being good, keeping rules, doing lots of work. But you know what? Sometimes we can think that's what it's like to be a Christian, to be a follower of Jesus. We think if we're good, or if we follow all the rules, like obey our parents, or make sure that we read our Bibles, or treat everyone nicely, and if we do good stuff, then we'll be able to live with God forever in heaven. But do you know what? Do you know what Jesus would say about that? That's what Jesus would say to that. He'd say, no, 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 no. You've got it all wrong. You've got it completely wrong. Maybe he wouldn't quite say it like that, right? But so in our story, a rich man asks Jesus this question. He says, what must I do to inherit eternal life. That's a kind of weird way to say something, but I'll tell you what we could say it as. We could say it like this: what must I do to be with God forever? What must I do to be with God forever? That's what the man is asking Jesus. And it's a great question, isn't it? Who wouldn't want to know the answer to that? And Jesus, you know, Jesus is great because he talks to the man and he tells him the answer. And he says this: firstly, it's not about being good. It's not about being good. Jesus says to be with God forever, it's not about being good. Who thinks you can tell a good person? Who thinks you can say, oh, I know which person's good, I know which person's bad? We kind of all have our ideas about this, don't we? Okay, I've got a quiz for you now. Okay, we're going to look at some people, and you're going to tell me whether you think they're good or bad. Okay, good or bad. That's our quiz this morning. Okay, first one. Who's that? Hands up. No shouting out. Don't cheat. Hands up. Steve Parker. Say again. Messi. Do you know his full name? Lionel Messi. Yeah, his full name? No, me neither, to be honest. So, okay, Lionel Messi, right? Lionel Messi. Is he good or is he bad? Hands up if you think he's good. Hands up if you think he's good. Is he good? Is he a good person? Is he a good person? Okay, my kids think definitely yes. Okay, some people think good. Okay, he's good at football, right, isn't he? He's really good at football. But do you know what Jesus would say about Lionel Messi? He's bad. They'd say Lionel Messi is actually bad. Okay, next one. Who's that? Anyone? Hands up. I hear some mumblings. Yes. Just got tickets. No way. Jesus would say that's great, I'm sure. Hattie, who's that? Taylor Swift. What's the word for a person who likes Taylor Swift? A Swiftie. Hattie's a Swiftie. We all know now, don't we? Okay, Swifties in the room. Is Taylor Swift good or bad? Good or bad? Luke says bad. Bad for the wallet, maybe. Okay, good or bad? Hands up for good. Hands down for bad. Good. Okay, well, she's good at singing, isn't she? She's excellent at singing and making lots of money and records. But Jesus would say, actually, Taylor Swift is bad. Oh, dear. Okay, next one. Let's see. As you can see, we're going in order of looks here. Anyone know who that famous tennis player is? Boris Becker, yeah. That was a good guess, Michael, thank you. Anyone? Who's that? Hands up, come on. Someone, come on, please, put me out of my misery. Catherine. Boris Johnson, former Prime Minister, look at him go. Okay, is he good or is he bad? Hands up for good. Sweeping, nothing, absolute. Silence. Okay, good. Jesse says bad. Very bad. Don't know where he's got that from. Okay. Do you know what Jesus would say about Boris Johnson? He's in fact not good. He's bad. Boris Johnson is bad. Okay. As I said, we're going in order of looks here. Next one. Okay. It's all right. He's not here, is he? It's fine. It's amazing what you can get if you Google Jamie Child. Here we go. Right, so this is our pastor, for those of you who don't know, who's on sabbatical at the moment. He's going to love it that he's up here, making his presence known already. Okay, this is Jamie. This is Jamie, our pastor. Is he good or is he bad? Is he good or is he bad? Slightly more difficult one, isn't it? Okay, hands up for good. Hands up for bad. Okay. Okay, Well, do you know what? Naturally, here's the caveat. Naturally, Jesus would say, if Jamie was left to himself without anything, without being friends with Jesus, naturally, Jamie is, in fact, bad as well. You see, all these people, they have one thing in common, is that naturally, they are bad. Jesus says to the man in the story, doesn't he? He says to the man in the story, no one is good except God. No one is good except God. Okay. So what does a tree naturally do? Here's another question. What does a tree naturally do? Okay, hands up again. Anyone? Yeah? Annie? Grow. Yes, exactly. Grow. Okay, anything else? What does a tree naturally do? It grows. Grows up. Provides oxygen. Lio. Wow, you listened in school. School was not bad for you. Okay, anyone else? Provides oxygen. It grows. Jabari. Bears fruit. Yes, okay, yes. Not all trees, I guess. But kind of fruit trees. That's right. What do we see on this lovely, luscious, I think it's an oak tree, isn't it, up there?
Leaves.
Michael Hollins, you listened in school as well. Fantastic. Leaves. A tree grows. It provides oxygen. Fruit trees bear fruit. And all trees, if they're doing the natural thing that which they should do, it produces leaves. And do you know what? Jesus says, we're like a tree, actually. But we don't naturally, left to our own devices, produce leaves. We actually, according to what he says here, and many times in the Bible, he says, we produce bad. We're not naturally good, we're naturally bad. See, we naturally sin. That's what the Bible calls the bad things that we do and think and the bad attitudes we have. The way that we live our own way and not God's way. We naturally sin. It means we do things just for ourselves. It means on the outside we might look like we're doing all the right things, but inside we're actually producing bad, naturally. That sin, living our own way instead of God's way, means that none of us are good. None of us are good. Okay, right, imagine three of your friends right now, okay? Three of your friends. Either picture them in your mind or superimpose their faces on here. Three of your friends, picture them in your head right now. And try, if you're a Christian, if you believe and trust in Jesus, think of at least one friend who isn't a Christian, who doesn't believe in Jesus. You see, Jesus says that naturally, not one of those friends that you're picturing right now is good. Naturally, none of them are good. And if any of them think they are, then, as Jesus said, being with God forever in heaven is not about being good. If they think they're good, then they're not going to be with God forever in heaven. And now, that's why it is brilliant, and it's brilliant news that being with God forever isn't about being good. It's not about being good. Okay, keep that in your mind, park it, because we're going to sing a song now in between, okay? If I can invite the band up. Is it a video? Yes, fantastic. It's a video. It's a video. Right, okay, we got some actions though. So, if you can see me, can you see me, everyone? Great. We're going to do some actions, okay? And adults, I definitely want you to join in as well, because I'm going to be doing it, okay? So, it's one of my all-time favorite songs. It's called Super Savior. Now, over at St. Matthew's this week, they've had their Superhero Academy. Today is Super Sunday, as we cheekily got shown. Super Sunday today, and that means that we're going to sing about our superhero savior, Jesus. So, Super Savior. Okay, it goes like this. It starts with a question. Who can save the day? Can you do this? Come on, everyone, copy me. Come on. Seriously, all age service, come on. Who can save the day? Take our sins away. Who can rescue us with mighty power? Is there power as well? Yeah, power. I'm doing power, okay? Who can save the day, take our sins away? Who can rescue us with mighty power? Okay, and then you're going to fly like a superhero. It goes, super savior to the rescue. Okay, got that? Left side, right side. Super savior, mighty to save. And then you go, and then we look. We look for the savior because he's coming. Look, look, and here comes Jesus. Come on, guys. Look, look, here comes Jesus. And then you got to jump for this one if your legs can do it, all right? Up, up, and out of the grave, okay? Ready? Up, thank you, Michael. Up, and out of the grave. Okay, stand up. We're going to practice. We're going to do a little practice. Come on. Everyone stand ready, haven't we? Jesus said, being with God forever, is it about being good? No. Let's hear that again. Is it about being good?
No.
Being with God forever isn't about being good, okay? And that's the first thing Jesus said. So secondly, this is what Jesus says. To be with God forever, it's not about keeping rules. Being with God forever isn't about keeping rules. Interesting, I hear you say. So do you remember the rich man in our story and all the rules that he said he'd kept? He said he hadn't murdered, he didn't steal, he didn't do this, he didn't do that, he did do this. See, the rich man, he said, Jesus, look, I've kept all the rules. I've kept them all. There's not one that I haven't kept. But what does Jesus say? You see, Jesus, he looked at that man, and in that moment it says, he loved him. He loved him. And you know, that's because Jesus loves people. And he wants to tell them the truth. So when they've got something wrong, when they don't quite understand something, like this man, Jesus wants to tell them the truth. And it's not because he's like a big bossy head teacher at school, and it's not because he thinks we're rubbish and he just needs to make himself feel a bit better. It's because he loves us. He loves us. And he says to the man, hey, you might have kept all these rules. You might have kept all these rules, but there's one thing you lack. There's one thing that you're missing out on. And you can imagine the man, can't you, in that moment. He's like, Jesus, what are you talking about? Seriously, I've kept all these rules. What do you mean it's not enough? I've done this, I've done that. What do you mean it's not enough? Jesus says, one thing you're missing. See, guys, do you get it? Jesus says, keeping all the rules isn't enough. Because living with God forever isn't about keeping the rules. And that's brilliant news. So I've known lots of people throughout my life who are Muslim. I had friends at school, university, got friends now. And from my understanding, Islam is all about following rules. All about following rules. Making sure that you fast. Making sure that you try and do good. Making sure you give your money away. Making sure you do and say the right things and act the right way. Okay, a few weeks ago, I was lying in my bed asleep. It was brilliant. And I suddenly woke up to this noise. Bring, bring, bring. What do you think it was, guys? Hands up. Kids, what do you think it was? Raphael? An alarm clock. Exactly. It was an alarm clock. It woke me up. But it wasn't my alarm clock. It wasn't my alarm clock. You see, I looked at the clock in my room. It wasn't on. But I read that it was 4 in the morning. What are you guys doing at 4 in the morning? asleep. Yes, or waking your parents up, maybe. And you see, my next door neighbor, see, he is a Muslim. And he set his alarm at 4 o'clock in the morning to make sure that he got up at the right time to pray. See, for him, being a good Muslim is about doing the right things at the right time and following the rules. But Jesus says, remember, Jesus says, being with God forever isn't about keeping the rules. It isn't simply just about getting a big list and ticking them off and saying, right, Bible reading, done. Coming to church, done. Making sure I give some of my money away, done. What else could it be? Making sure that I am praying, maybe not necessarily at 4 o'clock in the morning, but I need to make sure I'm praying. Tick. See, Jesus says, no, it's not about following the rules. It's much better than that. Jesus said to the man, one thing you lack. You've got one thing that's missing. So, if it isn't about being good, and if being with God forever isn't about keeping the rules, what is it about then? What is this thing that the man hasn't got? What is this thing that's lacking? Well, it's really, really simple. Being with God forever means following Jesus, our treasure. Being with God forever means following Jesus, our treasure. Okay, I'm going to say the first bit, you say the second bit, because this is the most important thing you've got to go away with today, okay? Being with God forever means
following Jesus,
said very sedately, well done. Being with God forever means this is the best news ever. It's not about being good. It's not about following the rules. It's about following a person. And a person who loves us. Okay, right. I need some volunteers now, right? I've got my chair and my bag of bits. Okay, let me get this into the middle. Okay. Right. Let's pretend something right now, okay? Here's my bag. This is my bag. And it's full of treasures in my life, okay? Full of treasures in my life. Okay, and this, who can tell me what this is? It's a bin, yeah, it's a bin. So here's treasures in my life, okay? And this is a bin. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna do something that Jesus kind of told the man to do. So Jesus said, if you wanna be with God forever in heaven, you've got to give up your treasure. You've got to give up your treasure. Okay, I want some volunteers. Who's some volunteers who can help me right now? You got to come and root out something in my bag. Okay, yeah, Annie, you come and choose one. You want to choose that one? It's a bit stuck. Oh my gosh, how can I make it stuck? It's too stuck in my life. Here we go, okay. Right, do you want to hold that up for the good folk out there? Hold it up above your head. Okay, what's that? It represents cake. Cake. So, one of the treasures in my life is cake. Oh my gosh, I love it so much. But Jesus says, let go of the treasures in your life. Annie, can you put that in the bin for me? Just dump it in this bin here. Make sure it clatters. Oh, metaphorical, wow. Okay, Jesse, do you want to do one as well? Okay, which one do you want? Okay. Okay, good. Okay, hold that up for the people. Shall I hold it up as well? Okay, look, here you can see very clearly a very quality image of my family, okay? So my family are this random Google image. Okay, so that represents my family. They're one of the treasures in my life. And Jesse, can you help me? Can you pop that in the bin for me? Can you do it? Oh, brutal. Well done. Round of applause there. Well done. Okay, Raphael, do you want to come up? Okay, go and sit down. Okay, right. Okay, hold that picture up. What's that, as we can see from my quality printer and the lack of light in here? Money. How much money? Let's just say lots, shall we? Lots of money, which I definitely have in my life. Come on, lots of money. Jesus says to the man, he's, oh my gosh. Whoa. That's good. Raphael, thank you. Teaching us all a lesson there, right? Okay, right, there's one more thing in here. Who wants to come? Find the one more thing? Anyone? 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 Any other child? Or I'll just have to ask Luke Warden to come up. Luke Warden, come up. Okay, the treasures in my life. So we've had cake, family, and friends, we'll call it. Money. My phone, technology. Technology and phones and possessions like that. Luke, make it dramatic. Do it. Yes, done. Okay, thank you, guys, well done. Okay, good job. So, being with God forever means? Exactly. Being with God forever means following Jesus, our treasure. You see, he is the one who's most valuable. He is the one we should make the most of. We shouldn't let cake or family and friends or money or possessions get in our way of following Jesus. See, nothing is as good as him. You know, that's because Jesus is the only one who can deal with our greatest problem. Jesus is the only one who can deal with our sin. Or the ways that we don't have the right attitude to God. You see, he died on the cross. And he came back to life to take away that problem. See, he is the greatest superhero that we could ever have. We need Jesus. There's nothing and no one in our life that's more valuable than him. Because being with God forever means... Yeah, we'll try that one more time. Being with God forever means... That's the one. See, if we want God forever, we have to follow him. If we just try and be good, it doesn't work. If we try and follow all the rules, it doesn't work. Because being with God forever is much better than that. Being with God forever means... One more time. Come on, guys. We're nearly there. Being with God forever means? Exactly. You got it. See, Jesus says in the last bit of our passage, he says there's no one who follows Jesus who doesn't actually get a whole load more. You see, when we put the treasures that we put before Jesus out of the way, we get Jesus. We get Jesus. And we get a whole lot more with it as well. See, when we follow Jesus and make him the most important treasure, we get more of our other treasures too. See, they become treasures from Jesus. When we know and follow Jesus, the things that we previously thought were the best things, actually, they turn into good gifts from Jesus. They actually turn into treasures from Jesus. So our family and our friends, we can enjoy them and make the most of them because they're gifts from the most important person. You see, we can enjoy money, even when it gets slightly ripped up, because money and possessions. They're good gifts from our friend Jesus. We can enjoy technology and all the benefits that brings, apart from bad lights, because they're good gifts from our friend Jesus. And very importantly, for a few moments' time, we can enjoy cake, because cake is a wonderful treasure and a gift to us from Jesus. Go and sit down. Okay. And do you remember those kind of rules that we mentioned earlier? Not stealing, not lying. All the things that the man said he had kept and done. Well, it's not that we keep them to get to be with God. It's that we get to be with God, so we want to keep them. When we know and follow Jesus, the one who loves us, the one who solves our greatest problem of sin, we know it's not about following rules. We know it's not about being good. We know it's about following Jesus, our treasure. And so we want to be good. And we want to follow the rules, the good rules that he gives us. Because, last time, being with God forever means fantastic. Well done, guys. Let me pray, and then we'll keep going. Let me pray. Let's close our eyes and pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you are our greatest superhero. Thank you that when we follow you, we know that you love us and care for us and provide for us as well. Thank you that there's nothing that we can do. There's no rules that we can follow. There's no goodness that we can attain to or be that means we'll get to be with you. But you are with us when we believe and trust in you because of your grace to us. And that means you're our treasure. And we can get those wonderful other treasures as gifts from you as well. In Jesus' name, amen.